I'm here with Craig Heisinger, a.k.a. Zinger, and he's told me it's all right to call him Zinger officially. what's the club's draft philosophy going into tonight's first round?
Well, it'll probably be a game-time decision. I know we've spent a lot of time discussing best available player versus club's needs. And that'll probably be determined by the previous six picks to what our decision will be. But we spent a lot of time on it, and we know where we're going to go based on what happens before us, but it would be too hard to articulate that right now when not one player has been picked yet.
So do you have a different draft philosophy, you know, for going into the later rounds as opposed to, you know, in the first round where maybe it's going to depend on who's taken in those first six picks, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I think so a little bit. In the later rounds, need is definitely probably a prerequisite versus the best player. You have the ability in the later rounds to fill your needs, but you're not going to overlook even if you're stockpiled on defensemen and the one defenseman is clearly a better pick in the third round than any forward. I think based on the success that Nashville's had in that, I think you would use that philosophy.
Has the Winnipeg Hockey Club been in trade talks with any other teams for draft picks or players or anything like that?
Well, we've had a ton of calls, as probably has everybody. I think everybody probably thinks our head is spinning, so maybe trying to see how organized we are and where we're going. But I wouldn't think that we've had any more calls or any less calls than anybody else. But as it sits right now, it's status quo, and we're looking forward to having the number seven selection.
How easy or tough of a decision was it to hire Claude as the head coach based on the fact that he was the head coach for Manitoba?
Well, it was pretty much a clean slate. I mean, just because he was the coach in Manitoba in the American Hockey League, it wasn't he wasn't really considered the incumbent. We identified four candidates that we thought were everyone was qualified, and we got that down to two candidates, and it was up to Claude to earn the opportunity. It's not like Mike Haviland was Chevy's guy and Claude was our guy. We went into it with an open mind, and Kevin and I were very clear with each other that at the end of the day, we'd hire the best qualified candidate, no matter who that was. And at the end of the day, we felt that going forward in this situation that Claude was the best candidate. But without question, Claude earned the job without any sort of push or anything on our end.
Without naming any players, and obviously you mentioned that, you know, it's going to depend a lot on who's drafted in the first six picks in the first round, but is there any one player that maybe you're looking at and hoping that he drops to the number seven slot?
Well, I would say there is, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you, so we can't go down that road. But I'd be lying to you if there isn't probably two players that we've clearly identified that we hope are there. But it's just too hard to predict. You don't know anybody else's list. You sort of go through and try to look at what other teams' needs might be and see what might be there when you pick. But I think we're comfortable in the position we're in. Are we hoping that there's one or two guys we covet there? Yeah, we are. But if they're not there, that means it's probably pushed down some higher rated guys. So I think either way we're going to get a good player. But maybe we can just get a better player if some things go our way.
It was mentioned earlier in the scrum with Claude that you know, the assistant coaches haven't been named yet. Is there any timeline as far as naming the assistant coaches that will join Claude?
Well, that just goes to the long list of things that are on a timeline. We got a lot of things on a timeline. We've tried to take our time. I mean, as I've said previous, we have 106. Well, on June 1st, we had 106 days or so to relocate two franchises. And there's a lot of things to get done. And we're going to make enough mistakes just by taking our time that we don't want to rush into things and make more. So we'd like to get those people in place absolutely sooner than later. And I'm sure Claude has been thinking in his mind, if this opportunity presented itself to him, who his candidates would be. And that will be up to him. We're not going to be an organization that imposes our will on the coach, where the assistant coaches go. That will be up to the coach. I mean, if we clearly didn't like somebody, we would obviously state our reasons why. But at the end of the day, the coach has to work with his staff every day, and those decisions will be his.
Obviously, the draft is the number one focus, you know, considering that we're in Minneapolis for the NHL draft right now. But what is the schedule as far as, signing some of the RFAs that are currently out there, or just in general signing free agents for the hockey club?
Well, that'll go to priority after that priority will move up to Sunday. Certainly, we've had lots of meetings here with different people, but we have to get through Sunday, and then that part, July 1st, will go on the front burner.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.